it's not conservatives who gave up on the right to life for children and declared a, you know, just manufactured a constitutional right to kill a child up through the moment of birth. It's not conservatives who redefined marriage. It's not conservatives who started harassing evangelical bakers or shutting down Catholic adoption agencies or now, you know, redefining what sex is and then making girls compete against boys. Each and every one of those aggressive actions in the culture war came from the left. Now, it's an oddity of our media environment that only conservatives are called culture warriors, right? They use culture war and culture warriors as a slur against conservatives. You never see, you know, a liberal nominee to a court or to an administration position described as a culture warrior, but you'll see conservatives described that way, right? But it's not as if we're the ones waging an offensive war, right? The culture war came to us, and now the question is, will or will we not defend the truth about the culture? And I think there's a temptation here for some people to say, oh, I don't want to be a culture war. I don't want to be. And we have, I think, no choice but to defend the truth, to bear witness to the truth.